Chairs No Waiting, episode number 300. Wow. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and pick up some great Mayberry items. You're going to love them. We got all kinds of things over there. If you're an Andy Griffith Show fan, you'll find something you like at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 300, is all of you guys. So thank you. Thank you, listeners, for sticking it out. And thank you, Mayberry Band, for providing our theme. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. And wow, I cannot believe I've made it to 300 episodes. 300. I started this show back on October the 11th, 2008. The first episode of Two Chairs No Waiting is George Lindsay Interview Part 1. And here we are at the 300th episode. And folks, I hope you're going to enjoy this because we were down in Addison, Alabama for the Pat Buttram Days that was held on October the 11th. Happened to be our 300th episode anniversary, 6 years, 6 years of podcasting. And we were down there and we had myself, I was there as Floyd, had Ken Junkin as Otis, had David Browning as Barney Fife, Phil Fox as Ernest T. Bass, Jeff Branch as Howard Sprague, Michael Oliver as Gomer Pyle, Tim Pettigrew as Goober Pyle. So you got Gomer and Goober, both cousins, and Bob Mundy as Briscoe Darling. We were all down there to help the town of Addison, which is where Pat Buttram was born, celebrate Pat Buttram Day. And it was a lot of fun. There were it was just a lot of fun to visit with all the people there in Addison. And for me, one of the best parts is also getting to visit with these great guys that we're about to hear from. Now, what I did was I asked them on Friday night before the Saturday event if they would be willing to be a part of this show. And they agreed to do that. So we went and talked there at the restaurant there in Addison. I believe I tell you, not in Addison. It's called the Lakeshore Inn and Restaurant, and it's in Double Springs, Alabama. And we were there eating dinner on Friday night, and after dinner, we sat there in the restaurant, and that's where this was recorded. Now, I have a lot of material from this, and basically what I'd ask them was just memories of their time as tribute artists, because that's what I'm thinking about here as my podcast is rolling into, this was 6 years I just finished, just memories of the time I've been able to spend in Mayberry with you, talking about the Andy Griffith Show. And I thought this would be a fun time to hear from them about time they've been able to spend as part of the Andy Griffith Show as well. So I'm going to head you over there to them. This is about, about 8 minutes maybe of this on this episode. And we're going to have several episodes. So please, please, I hope you like it. So let's head over to Lakeshore Inn and Restaurant in Double Springs, Alabama. All right, everybody, we're sitting here at the Lakeshore Restaurant down in Double Springs, Alabama, and about to do the Pat Buttram Festival tomorrow over in Addison, Alabama. We've got Tim Goober Pettigrew, Howard Sprague here, Jeff Branch, Michael Oliver is Gomer, got Phil Fox, Ernest T., David Browning, the Mayberry Deputy, Otis, Kenneth Junkin, and Bob Mundy, Briscoe Darling, all sitting around just talking. And this is our 300th episode of the wow. Two Chairs No Waiting podcast. So there's been a lot of stuff happening on there.
Hey, that's a bunch.
But I tell you, this group, a lot of these guys have done a lot of different Mayberry events. David, of course, Barney here has done tons of them. But there's been so many different things that's happened to us over the years. We've done Mayberry Days. This was the 25th anniversary for Mayberry Days, 25th edition of it. So if you got any memories, any of you guys, just start talking, and we can talk as much as you like about memories and stuff that we've had at different Mayberry events.
I'll start. I actually wrote this in my book. I'm trying to write it in my book to make it make sense. I think one of the funniest things that I can recall, you remember when we got the booking and we kind of coordinated and got everybody down to Knoxville? We did that land resources thing. And I had my golf cart there that Tim had built. And you and Kenneth and Patty and I were going from one location to the other. We were going down a hill. And the brakes didn't work. And my friends all bailed on me. Said, we'll see ya. And they were out of there.
Yeah, I was on the back.
Yeah, you were on the back.
Yeah, and the brakes started smoking. Oh. Yeah, that was terrible.
When my shoe wouldn't stop it, I abandoned you. Today. I let you.
Of course, we were kind of weighting it down. And it was big hills.
It was a steep hill.
Big hills, and that golf cart couldn't handle it. Yeah.
That's actually where we got the great tribute artist picture that Tammy's used so much.
Oh, it is, yeah. Yeah, great picture.
That's what they use this weekend to promote this.
Oh, really?
The fence in front?
I remember Howard Morris at Mayberry Days. I think it was in 03. It might have been his first time there or second or something like that. And I was really, you know, proud to meet him and see him. And I was out all day doing my Earnest Tea, running around the place, and I was beat by the time we got to Colonel Tim's that night. And the only place there was to sit backstage was right beside Howard Morris. And he was 83 years old. He was dressed like Earnest T. Bass, so was I. And I didn't want to make him uncomfortable by sitting next to him because I'd been on movie sets and kind of knew a little set etiquette. But I was
you
beat.
You know etiquette?
I know him.
I can't hear your amenities.
And my feet were killing me. So I just kind of tried to quietly sit down without really him noticing me right beside him. And he looks over at me. He goes,
do you do me?
And I said, no, sir.
He said, oh, okay. No, for real, do you do me?
I said, yes, sir.
He said, are you any good?
I said, well, I'm not half bad, but I'm no Earnest T. Bass. And he looks at me and says,
I'd like to see that sometime.
I thought, wow. You know, but that was not the time nor place. I went out in the audience and watched him to glean from the master as he come down through the audience throwing these foam rocks. And he looked over at me, gave me a wink and a nod, and he threw a rock to me. And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
So I went backstage after the show and asked, I said, Mr. Morris, I said, would you sign this rock for me?
He says, well, I'll try. And he kind of had to pause. His hands were shaking. And he said, I'll try. And they said, but I don't know how good it'll be.
I said, well, you know, I'll do what I can, you know, I appreciate it. And I stuck my hand up there, steadied the one with the rock, and he signed it. And then when we got through, he said, thank you so much. You don't know how much that means. I said, well, I appreciate you taking time out to throw me a rock and then to sign it for me, and I appreciate your work. And he said, well, thank you. And I went on my merry way the next morning at the parade. He was sitting in the back of a 57 Chevy convertible all by himself, and I thought, this is the time. So I went up to him. I said, howdy do to you and you. It's me. It's me. He said, it's Phil Fox, right? I said, yes, sir. Please don't send Earnest T. Bass Mafia after me. And he laughed. And he and I kind of got to be friends after that. And no one had told me that he did not like impersonators of him, that they were not to be allowed anywhere near him. But we got to be friends, and I'd see him at shows, and he would, you know, start razzing me right away. And his son, David, wonderful, wonderful man. And he does Earnest too, he calls himself.
Yeah, he does.
And a wonderful job of carrying on for his father. But that was kind of my first, you know, get together with him as Earnest T. Bass.
And you ain't heard last of Earnest T. Bass.
Man, that is special because most of us – but David got to do stuff with Barney, Don Knotts.
Right.
And that's really special. You know, like Howard McNear had passed away in 69. So, of course, I've never seen him. I got to meet his son. Now, that's for me. And I've told this probably on the podcast before, but meeting his son, Kit, in Birmingham, that was one of the special things. And I've told this story, and I told it on the podcast, too. One time I got to go out to California and actually go and visit Kit at his house. And some of you guys have heard this story, but it's a great story. I had heard it from Jean Carson, the fun girl. Hello, doll, that one. She had told me the story, and then George Lindsay had told me the story. So when I met Kit out there at his house, I said, hey, Kit, I've heard this story, about one time you were wanting to paint something, and the paint can, a spray can, wouldn't spray, and your dad, he said, "Oh yeah, yeah, that happened right here in this house. Come with me." So we went into the kitchen. He said, "I was trying to paint a model airplane, I believe it was. There's a model anyway, and the paint wouldn't come out of the spray can." And he said, "So Dad is out there trying to help me, and couldn't get down." He said, "Well, I tell you what, let's go in the house. We'll just cut open the can, and we'll get the paint out and use the brush." He said, and right here is where it happened. So we were standing there at the kitchen sink looking out the window, and, you know, they got the cabinets on both sides of the sinks. One side of the cabinet had the electric can opener on it. And he said, so Kit brought that, his dad brought that can in there and hooked it up to the electric can opener and, you know, locked it into place, you know, and that can opener began to turn, and as the can was cut, it just started spraying paint all the way around the room. And it was a white kitchen. All the walls are white. It goes spraying all the way across the room and comes right across Howard McNear's face, right across his glasses. And Kit said his dad looked like a raccoon when he took his glasses off. And the story then went on, obviously, that Howard McNear, what George and Gene Carson had told me was that he was in there. Yeah, my wife came home and she ran me out of the house with a broom. I had to stay in the guest house, but it has curtains. You know, he was really excited about having curtains. So anyway, I got to meet Kit McNear, Floyd's son, and go back and see where that had happened. Plus, I got to go to the guest house, which is really just a room off of the. Yeah, it did have curtains. It was just a room off of the garage. Is really all it was. But.
All right, guys. So that's the first part of several parts that I'm going to play for you of the interviews and just memories that we were having sitting there at the restaurant following or before Pat Buttram's day. So these guys were kind enough to spend a lot of time with me. So we have, I don't know, 40 minutes, and that was only about six of it. So next week we'll have another 10 or 12 minutes of listening to these guys with memories that they've had performing as these characters, including myself. That was me, obviously, talking there at the end about Howard McNear. Now, I've told that story before here on the podcast, but you may not have heard it because I know people haven't always heard stuff. Now, like I said, since this is our 300th episode, last year on our fifth year, at the end of that, I did a little bit of this, but I wanted to do it again. I want you guys to hear, you always hear the beginning of the podcast, so let's go and just have just a minute, we won't listen to it all, but the very first episode of Two Chairs No Waiting, I want you to just hear the how scared I was about talking. I talked very clearly, I believe. Let's see what it says. Let's hear this. And the music was a little bit more tinny. Eventually, Floyd will talk. I mean, Alan.
Hello, and welcome to Two Chairs, No Waiting, Episode 1. My name's Alan Newsom, and I want to thank the Mayberry Marching Band for their wonderful rendition of our theme song. I'm sure you all enjoyed that. You know, especially enjoyed Floyd and whoever it was. It was Andy Gumping in the back there, but looked really good. This podcast is about the Andy Griffith Show and all things related to the Andy Griffith Show and Mayberry. For those that don't know me, my name is Alan Newsom. I'm the webmaster for Mayberry.com and several other Mayberry-related websites, like the Andy Griffith Show Rion Watchers Club, which is TAGSRWC.com, as well as WeaversDepartmentStore.com. And this podcast is brought to you by WeaversDepartmentStore.com. If you go to Weavers, you'll find
games. I'm going into the commercial.
You'll find DVDs of all the seasons.
So all these podcasts from back then are still available. You can go on the website and still listen to them all. You may not be able to get them through iTunes because I think only the last 150 episodes or so are there. So half of them are there. But it was a lot of fun. Now, another one that I remember well was a year later. I want you to hear this one. This is the beginning of episode number 53. This is the episode where Jan steals the show. Listen to this. This was kind of fun. So she snuck in and... here we go.
Hello and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. This is episode number 53, and it's brought to you by Weaver's Department Store. You can visit weaversdepartmentstore.com. This is your host, Jan Newsom. Alan has not so much as let me even say boo on any of his podcast, and like I said, this is episode 53, and I thought I would just kind of sneak in here and do a podcast for you guys. And I wanted to let you know about how much I've been enjoying the podcast and stuff, and it's been great to go back and
listen to all the what are you doing?
Nothing.
what are you doing, Jan?
I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here at your desk looking at the stuff you've got on here.
So you're trying to take over the podcast now, the second year?
No.
Uh-huh.
Why would I do that?
I don't know.
Because, you know, you've let me talk on here so much. Why would I think about taking over your podcast?
I can't imagine.
Oh, come on.
Well, yeah, if you really want to do it, that's fine with me.
Well, I was just going to let the folks know about how much I've enjoyed the podcast.
So this is Jan, and that was from episode number 53, 1 year into the podcast. She actually came in and actually spoke on the podcast, which was the very first time she had done that. Now, honestly, it's not because I don't ask her to. It's because she doesn't want to. But I got a real kick out of that. And wow, 300 episodes. So that was episode number 53. We were just hearing with Jan talking. Can you believe that was, almost 250 episodes ago? And that was a year into it. Folks, for you that have actually heard all the episodes, I want to thank you. And for you that have not heard them all, they're all still out there if you want to listen to them. And if you don't, I completely understand that. I actually had someone this past week that said, hey, you might want to do an episode about this interview that they did with Francis Bavier. I can't remember. It was an interview with Carolina... I forgot the name of the show here. Let's see. Carolina Candid with reporter Bill Ballard. He had said, for your 300th episode, you might want to do that. And I wrote him back and said, thank you so much. That's a great idea. If I hadn't done it on episode number 139 called Aunt B, I did that exact story and let you guys hear that. So hopefully there's a lot of stuff out there. And boy, the podcast has been around so long, I can't even remember everything I've talked about. But I do appreciate you that have listened the whole time, and you that haven't, that have just joined us recently. If you just started listening to the podcast in the last, I don't know, year or something, I want to thank you, because at Mayberry Days this year, I believe I already told you this, I got more people coming up to me saying, hey, I listened to your podcast. Thanks so much. And I really do appreciate it. Let's hear, to close out the show today, I'm not sure how long this is, but this is Floyd. And he appeared on episode 1 and gave some comments. So let's hear what Floyd had to say back on episode 1 of Two Chairs, No Waiting.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Hello there. How you doing? I've been listening to George there. I don't know him. Goober. I know who that is. Yeah. I don't know this other fella. But, Goober, he and I, he was a lot like me. Yeah, entrepreneur. Yeah. Started his own had a business. Yeah, bought it from Wally, but, he had a, sometimes he'd forget to order the gas. Yes. Not me, no. Yeah, there was that time I forgot to get the shaving cream. Yeah. But I never did like the shaving cream anyway, the kind that came out of a bottle or something. Yeah, I always like to mix it in a cup. Yeah. I just like the sound. It makes it clip. Yeah. I guess if you're not a barber, you might not understand. Well, that's all I have for today, I guess. And we'll see you later. Hey, drop by the barber shop. We'll We'll get you a drink. Every head's a walking testimony. Yeah. Bye.
So that was from episode one. The intention was back then I was going to try to do a Floyd appearance every week, and I never did do that. But I did do it one more time, so let's hear this. This is I've done it since then, have Floyd appear. Here's from when Jan stole the show, episode number 53. Floyd was on there and made some comments, too. So let's check those out. Bum, 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 oh, he even has theme music now.
Hey, hello there. Hey, it's Floyd Lawson, Floyd's barbershop. Yeah. Congratulations on the 1 year. You know, my episode was most popular. Yeah. So, you know, if I was the host, you'd probably have more listeners. But anyway, I got a story to tell. Yeah. Ernest Tate came in the barbershop the other day. Yeah. Barbershop. Yeah. He came in. He said he had a new computer. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the new computer. Yeah, he said he couldn't remember his password. So I said, well, why can't you remember it? He reached into his pocket and pulled out a piece of paper and said, this is my password. I have to keep it written down. So I looked at it. No, on that piece of paper, he had written Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, Donald, Daisy, Huey, Dewey, Louie, and Goofy. Yeah. I said, well, no wonder you can't remember your password. Look how long it is. Why'd you pick such a long password? And Ernesty said, well, they told me it had to be 8 characters long. 8 characters. Yeah, 8 characters. He meant that it's supposed to be letters or number, not Mickey Mouse characters. Yeah. Well, anyway, I thought it was funny. Yeah. Anyway, congratulations on the 1 year, and just ask me back any time if you need me to host. Yeah. Bye.
So that was Floyd, and wow, I always appreciate it when he drops by in the barbershop here, comes by, two chairs, no waiting, gets on the microphone with us, and there he was even cutting hair, sounded like, so... Folks, I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast, at least the part with the interview with the tribute artist, and just a little bit of memories here from Two Chairs No Waiting, 300 episodes, 6 years of podcasting. We still keep coming up with ideas of things to talk about. If you have ideas, I would love to hear them. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415 and let me know what you think. You can congratulate me on 6 years of podcasting, 300 episodes, whatever you'd like to do, I'd love to hear from you. Because why do I do the podcast? Not for me, I do it for you. You get to listen and hear stories, and it's fun for me because I get to remember things that I probably would have forgotten if I wasn't doing this. So thank you again for being a part of the show, and we'll see you next week with part two of these interviews with the Mayberry Tribute Artist right here on Two Chairs No Waiting. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great week.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.